Well, peanut contracts are continuing to be offered, especially for those peanuts still remaining in the loan. About 400,000 tons remain in the loan right now, and they are being offered $500 a ton, especially high-oleic, which has also gone as high as $525 per ton. Trying to clear those out because they have to be redeemed from the loan before the shellers can shell them in the shelling plants. The 2017 contract activity has slowed down, still around $450 a ton, but the shell market has slowed down as well. One broker said the market was asleep right now, waiting for the new crop because they wanted to buy some lower-priced peanuts. An update from USDA on other competing nuts. The almond industry, they say, is up 13% this year. Bearing acreage is up as well. They're 12% less than the previous year on utilization. Hazelnuts, another competitor, was 42% above the previous year, and they'll be down in price this year. Macadamia nuts, another competitor, down 11% from 2015. Pecans, or pecans as they call it, up 6%, they said, to 269 million pounds from last year. Improved pecan production at 250 million pounds accounted for 93% of that total. The value of the pecan crop increased 24% over the previous year. In Georgia, they reported an average year. Some were affected by tropical storms, but the main pecan growing area did not get impacted. Another nut competing, pistachios. They're doing a lot of advertising, and they were up 232% higher than last year, which is unbelievable. They yield about 3,750 pounds per acre. On the other nut that competes with peanuts, walnuts. Walnut utilized production last year is at 686,000 tons, and that is up 13% from the previous year, and they increased in their price about 8%. But that's a look at the competition coming up this coming year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.